The countdown of the top 20 of 2013 continues now on the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
That's right, we're keeping the countdown going, the top 20 of 2013. How's it going? I'm Anthony Enman, joined in studio by Brian Cleveland, and now we're into the top 10, the top 10 of 2013. That's a pretty big accomplishment for these bands that we're about to let you hear from and listen to. And this all comes from Earshot-Online. That's where we get our charts. That's where we get them every week. And Brian's going to tell you what you'll find if you go to that website.
You'll find that Earshot is the national campus and community radio report published every week at earshot-online.com, where you can find the entire national top 50 and other published charts, including regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations each week, as well as weekly genre reports for electronic, hip-hop, international jazz, loud folk roots and blues, and monthly and yearly top 10 countdowns. And you can also read some fine features such as reviews, interviews, and loads more.
And you can also contact us a few ways. It's earshot20@gmail.com, facebook.com/earshot20, and at earshot20, our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out. And if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist, we want to chat with you and give you some exposure on this show. Great way to ring in, great way to start off 2014 if we can get some emerging Canadian bands or artists to come on the program and just have some fun with us. So please reach out. All right, we'll start the countdown at number 10 coming up. You're going to hear from some of the artists that are charting in the top 10. We're going to have some interviews, and we'll also catch up with Stephen Karlick again. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in first.
Here comes the top 10 most played records on Canadian campus community radio stations 2013. At number 10 was Hayden from Us Alone. You're going to hear a track called Rainy Saturday. Then you're going to hear from Shotgun Jimmy a track called Bridge Street Stage. And that is from his album, which comes in at number 9, Everything, Everything.
Stick around. There's more on the way. It's Earshot 20.
Number 10.
We both were just lying there waiting.
like every day was a cold and rainy Saturday. A rainy Saturday. A rainy Saturday.
You're listening to the top 20 of 2013 on the Earshot 20.
Number 9.
I wish you could have seen me play last summer on the Bridge Street stage. All my friends were there, every piece was in place. Last summer on the Bridge Street stage, it was a really big crowd, but I was proud and brave. Last summer on the Bridge Street stage, the drummer was on time, the bass player came late. Last summer on the Bridge Street stage,
we were out tracking stars, moving through the night sky. Laying in your tent with your headlamp, reading by the flashlight. You were out tracking stars, moving through the night sky.
It's the Earshot 20.
At number 9, that was Shotgun Jimmy from Everything Everything, a track called Bridge Street Stage. And at number 10, you heard from Hayden. His record in 2013 was Us Alone, and you heard from him and a track called Rainy Saturday.
The countdown continues on the Earshot 20 as we continue to look at the top 20 albums of 2013. And joined on the phone now by Paul Lawton of the Ketamines, and had a pretty big year for you guys, it seems.
Yeah, it was the biggest year yet, which was great.
What was the touring like and everything this year? Did everything go well for you guys doing your Cross Canada thing and putting out the new album?
Yeah, so we put out, our new record actually didn't officially come out till September. Both the lead up to that was pretty extensive. We did, you know, every province and coast to coast in a van, all in one go, which was pretty crazy. We put out two singles in 2013 and got more press than anyone would ever want. So,
what does 2014 look like for the Ketamines? What's on the horizon?
Well, we have we're starting the year off with a bang. We've got single number 2 of our 4 single series coming out on Leaning Trees Records out of Saskatoon, which is pretty exciting. I love Saskatoon, and the people there are amazing. The label's amazing. And then that'll be followed up pretty quickly with the number 4 in the series, which is coming out on Mint Records out of Vancouver. So that was a pretty big get for us to have a record out on Mint, which is one of our favorite labels, especially now, putting out a ton of good stuff.
Very cool. And in terms of shows, can people expect some cross-country shows, East Coast, West Coast?
It's all in the planning stages still. The big tour we did took a lot out of everybody, and we ended up with a few personnel changes. And right now we have a secret side project that all of the members of the Ketamines are involved in that will come out fairly quickly. We've got 2 records on the coming out this spring, which is pretty cool. And yeah,
so lots of things.
There should be lots of things. We're playing a bunch of festivals this summer, and we will be busy. I'm not sure when our next opportunity for a full Cross Canada will be in again. So we'll have to keep an eye out for that, I guess.
Well, it sounds like there's all kinds coming up, and people can always go to the website and check out everything that's happening with the ketamines, yeah. ketamines.com. Paul, yes. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, sir. Kudos to you for making it onto the top 20 of 2013 and at number 8.
Yeah, we really appreciate all the support we've gotten, especially from Campus and Community Radio. It's been incredible. It's been the kind of the base of our support, so we couldn't be more grateful to have our record do as well as it did. It's amazing. So thank you.
Here comes a track at you from You Can't Serve Two Masters at number 8. It's the Ketamines. Stick around. You're listening to the Earshot 20.
Number 8. Seven.
It's Earshot 20.
That was The Road by A Tribe Called Red featuring Black Bear from their 2013 record Nation to Nation, number 7. And from number 8 was The Ketamines and a track from their record You Can't Serve Two Masters called So Clean.
The countdown is continuing of the top 20 of 2013, and we're trekking along here. Another track to bring you, then we're going to hear from Steven again. Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
At number 6 is Nico Case, The Worst Things Get, The Harder I Fight, The Harder I Fight, The More I Love You, and a track called Bracing for Sunday.
Stick around, there's more on the way. It's Earshot 20.
Number 6.
Into the stove and echoed out the grave. I fell in love with those electric lights that drug me in the town so late. Nimble, cunning, clever knights, I rail behind them, deputized to scrape the lens off Christian eyes. I'm Friday night girl, bracing for Sunday to come. One love, her name was Marianne. She died having a child by her brother. He died because I murdered him. Shot him through his jelly eye. I won myself his wicked life. Now I thread the needle, walks through mine. I'm a Friday night girl, bracing for Sunday to come.
It's the Earshot 20, and if you're just joining us, it's the top 20 of 2013. We are keeping the countdown going now into the top 10, if you can believe it, the top 10 of 2013. And we're also continuing our chat with Stephen Karlick, who has, throughout the program, been giving us some of the lowdown on some of Exclaim and his underrated, overrated top albums of the year. And now we're on to news stories, and there was all kinds of broken news over 2013. We won't be able to cover it all, but we'll cover some. And Stephen, what were some of the top news stories of 2013?
I think one of the most fun ones to talk about, and certainly one that got the most excitement from Canadian music fans, was from Godspeed You Black Emperor, who won the Polaris Music Prize this year. For their excellent album, they followed their win up with a screed on their website the next day that sort of talked about what they perceived to be Polaris's sort of lined pockets. They talked about the fact that Polaris was sponsored by Toyota and how ludicrous they perceived it to be that in a year and in a decade when there's so much talk about the environment that a car company would be such a huge sponsor in the prize.
It was a big talk. I recall this being quite the story all around that, you know, you win a prize like that, which seems like for even any number of other artists who were on that list and who were shortlisted would have been a huge, you know, kudos and thank you, and they do great things with the money, and not to say that that Godspeed wasn't going to, but it just seemed to be kind of a slap in the face after being given such a prestige award.
I think that they point out some incredibly interesting things. I don't think they're out of line by questioning the way things work. I think that that's the way that that the world moves forward. I suppose as critics who feel like they're doing the band a favor by supporting them and allowing them to create their art, it would seem that way, and a lot of people were very upset. but it's nice to see that it went to charity, as is pretty typical for bands who can afford to do that. A lot of bands who are nominated for Polaris and who win it need that money to continue to make their art. But it's nice, too, that other bands who will win it, like Feist or Arcade Fire or Fucked Up, and now Godspeed You Black Emperor, can use that money to make the world a better place. So, I mean, if the money is coming out of Toyota's hands and going into the hands of charities, then that's not the worst thing that ever happened, I don't think.
For sure, for sure. Any other news stories that really rocked, don't want to say rocked the world, because that might not be the right... the right analogy to use, but that were pretty big in 2013?
Yeah, I mean, this was sort of the year of, especially in an age when promoting music is getting harder and harder, this was a year where a lot of bands turned to exciting and interesting ways of promoting their albums. Daft Punk, for their record, did an interview series where they talked to all the collaborators on the project, and it really got people excited for the album. They did the Coachella advertisement, which was really exciting and ended up sort of dominating conversation of the festival the next day. Kanye West dropped his All of a Sudden. Jay-Z did his with Samsung. And then at the very end of the year, Beyonce did the same thing. It's sort of been an Arcade Fire, actually. They had their campaign where they had the reflector symbol painted all over North America. It was a really interesting year to see how artists could be creative, not only in making music, but in getting it around to the world.
You've got an opportunity to check all this out if you go over to exclaim.ca. And Steven's going to stick around with us because we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about the new year. But first, we're going to continue the countdown, and Brian is going to let you know what is coming in next.
At number 5 is Yola Tango and the album Fade. Here's a track called The Point of It.
Number 5.
When you're screaming in my ear, what's the point of it? When you show no one can hear, or none that you're with me, say that we're
thank you.
Into the top five now, if you can believe it. The Earshot 20 Top 20 of 2013. And as we continue the countdown, we continue our conversations with some of the artists that are charting. And very excited to have Catherine from Young Galaxy on the line with us now. Catherine,
Hi.
Welcome to the Earshot 20.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about, because Ultramarine, that was a pretty big album and drew a lot of attention over the course of the year. How was it for you guys after that album dropped?
It was really exciting. I mean, it was because we had recorded it in a way where the whole band was present and for all parts of the recording all at once, it felt very natural to convey that into our live show and bringing the live show after what seemed like a good initial response was pretty exciting.
And you're on Paperbag Records, which shares Austra, who is also on the chart, shares Paperbag Records as well.
That's right.
You guys, a lot of good work coming out from them. Are you continuing to work with them as you move forward forward with your music?
With Paperbag, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh yes, it's a very comfortable familial kind of relationship. We consider them friends as much as business partners, and it's a very transparent relationship, which in the situation where you have a band and a label, often it's not. It's quite difficult to understand, you know, what they do and what you do, and in this case, it's totally open and explained, and it makes us feel quite comfortable. It's very, very, very good.
So what can us as fans expect from Young Galaxy moving forward into 2014?
Well, we're in a, because winter hits so hard in Montreal, we like to hibernate and just see how, what kinds of creative endeavors we can get up to, honestly. Like we'll probably be doing a lot of writing. We have a new space to work in, a new studio, and we're looking forward to just sort of making that home and seeing what comes from it. We never really have a specific idea of what the creative project is that is going to take us over next, but we're going to see where it goes, like just start with a certain few ideas and maybe some like restrictions on what we think we might like to try without certain things we've tried before, or maybe moving into areas where that feel particularly challenging and see what comes out of it.
Is the writing process a collective effort with you guys, or is there one particular person that kind of puts stuff together and then brings it to the band and you guys work together from that?
Usually it's more Steve Ramsey writing the material and bringing it to us, or one member writing the material and bringing it to us, and we all work on it. But that's true to for the majority of the songs. But there are some examples, and I it's been a little bit different since we've had children. But prior to that, it was really something that Steve and I particularly would sort of co-write, at least the lyrics and melody a lot of, and he was doing the music part pretty much on his own. And so the difference with Ultramarine was that we had that kind of start where we would bring sort of offerings or demos to the rest of the band, and then we would work them out in the rehearsal space and see how they worked out live, and then we recorded them. So it was a little bit different every time.
Very cool. Younggalaxy.com, that's where you can find out more about this great Canadian band, and we're going to go now to the countdown and keep it rolling, and Young Galaxy at number four. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number four.
Yeah.
number 3.
Here to hold it. Move the
It's the Earshot 20.
You just heard from number 3, it was Braids and a track called Amends from their record Flourish Parish. And before that, number 4 was Young Galaxy from Ultramarine, a track called Hard to Tell.
Well, it's been a big year for everything, but a big year means that we are closing one off and starting anew. And as the countdown of the top 20 of 2013 continues on the Earshot 20, so does our conversation with Stephen Karlick of Exclaim Magazine. And I wanted to talk now, just briefly, about some of the most anticipated albums of 2014, because from what I hear and what the buzz is, there are some big things to watch for. Am I right, Stephen?
You are, yeah. I mean, the end of every year brings sort of a retrospective looking back on what happened. But the really exciting thing, I think, is looking forward to what's coming out in the following year. And 2014 promises some big things. Exclaim writers are definitely, I mean, we've amassed a list of 20 albums that were sort of voted on and suggested by writers, which included new ones by Halifax trio Bad Bad Not Good, who recently released a single titled Hedron. And the band has promised that it's coming from a new album coming out in 2014. We're really excited for that. It's going to be originals for the first time, despite their first two albums being composed of covers. So that's something exciting. Apparently their live shows have been absolutely phenomenal lately. Our editor-in-chief, James Keast, was at their show at the Halifax Pop Explosion and said it was just incredible. Some other Exclaim favorites, Canadian indie favorites, Owen Pallett has a new one that he's been working on for a while. That one's going to be titled In Conflict. He says that he's happy with a slightly more pop method of composition, in which the harmonic choices are a little less obtuse and a little more whimsical, he says. So that sounds pretty exciting. Fucked Up are working on a new album, which is never a bad thing. And I think one of the most anticipated albums for next year has to be Bad of Grimes. There's no official title or date yet, but she's just been signed to Roc Nation's management, which is Jay-Z's company, as many well know. And she's announced that she's taking a break from the internet while she works on the album in Vancouver. So something's definitely being cooked up by her for this year, and that's something I think we're waiting on with bated breath.
And would you say that the Grimes album is one that you're most looking forward to, or do you have a personal favorite that you're waiting for?
I'm a huge Grimes fan. I personally can't wait for that one, or any of the ones that I just talked about. But we tended to focus on the Canadian albums coming out in 2014 on that list. I'm also personally extremely excited about the new St. Vincent album. Annie Clark is putting out her fourth album this year, and her first on a major label, but there's no way that someone of her caliber is going to sacrifice anything or compromise any of her artistic integrity in putting this album out. We've heard just a few tracks from the album, and it's going to be absolutely phenomenal. Schoolboy Q is another one I'm personally excited about. He's in Kendrick Lamar's Black Hippie Collective, and his album in 2011, I think it was, Habits and Contradictions, was incredible. So I'm really looking forward to his new one.
It's going to be a big year, that's for sure, in 2014 for music. And right there along with us throughout this year and all of our countdowns will be Stephen Karlick from Exclaim as we continue to talk to him each week. Stephen, really appreciate you taking the time to chat with us throughout this program.
Of course. Always a pleasure.
And we will touch base again next week when we start our usual countdowns of 2014. But right now, we continue the top 20 of 2013. And Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
Coming up next is Soons with the album Image du Futur and a track called Eddie's Dream.
Number 2. Thank you.
All right, we are at our number one spot, if you can believe it. It's almost over. 2013 is over, and now we've almost completed that countdown. And right now, we are talking with Maya from Austria, our number one on the charts for 2013. Maya, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Hi.
So I want to talk about a little bit about the success of the album, because this album was huge, and it sat on our charts for quite a while at number one, and even in our top 10 for quite some time. How did you guys respond to the success of your album?
Well, it's always a thrill when people like your music and like what you do. You know, making this album, we definitely took a different approach than the first record. As you can hear, it's very different. And I'm just really happy that people like it. And I was just, like, thrilled that we're number one for so long on Earshot. I was looking at the list, and it's just amazing that that happened.
And what were some of those differences between your last record and now Olympia? What were some of those differences that you guys took a bit of a different direction in this record?
Well, the biggest thing was we decided to work in a studio with mostly analog instruments, whereas the first record was made pretty much in KB's apartment using a computer. And so that's a significant difference. You know, working in a studio with all this gear, it's like endless creativity, and just the tactile experience of sitting with a synthesizer or a drum machine, or, you know, I just went crazy with the percussion on this record. It creates a different vibe, and it creates a different outcome. Obviously, you can hear that on the album.
So where do you go from here now? Where does Austria go after this? What's going to lie ahead for 2014?
Well, we're touring on and off, not as extensively as we have in the past. So we're going to, our first stop is going to be in Australia in February, and that's always exciting. It's always a pleasure to go to such a beautiful place when it's freezing in Canada. So that's a nice holiday we're kind of doing. And what's after that? In March, we're just going to be like writing in between all of these little tours we're doing. And in April, we're going to do some more shows in California. And I don't know, we're doing a little bit of touring. In terms of the summer, I'm not sure what to expect yet, but obviously we'll probably play some festivals. But basically our main priority right now is writing and writing and writing, because whenever you have a break from all these tours, you know, you have to take this opportunity to work and to get in touch with where you are as an artist. And I'm really happy to just be at home with my instruments and just experimenting.
It's exciting, and we can't wait to see what happens with you guys, and lots of opportunity for people to go see you guys if you're playing at festivals, and they can check out your website. It's austramusic.com, austramusic.com. Maya, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much. I'm very, very pleased that we're we're doing so well on Earshot. It was really thrilling, and thank you to all the listeners. It's really great to have your support.
At number one this week, it's Austria with Olympia, their album. Stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
Number one.
It's Earshot 20.
And at number one, the most played record of 2013 across Canada's community radio in Canada was Oustra. And that record's called Olympia. You heard a track called We Become.
And there you have it. The top 20 of 2013 counted down this year. Big thanks to all of the stations throughout the year who charted and helped us with this list. And thanks to earshot-online.com for supplying it to us. Big thanks to all of our interviews and guests that we had, and of course Stephen Karlick from Exclaim for the great chat that we had throughout the program. If you're wondering what this program is, it's the Earshot 20, and each week we count down the top 20 albums that chart across the nation from earshot-online.com. It's recorded live and broadcast out of local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, every Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, and then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. So thank you very much to them for carrying the program. We also are carried on radioforall.net. So if you want to go back and download the program, maybe you want to hear a song again that you really were digging while the show was going. That's so stupid. Maybe you want to catch another song again, then you can do that. And you can also podcast this show on iTunes. But no matter how you're listening to it, thank you very much for tuning in. And join us next week when we start our regular countdowns of 2014. Stick around. There is more great programming on the way right here on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.